like balance and all those, but those are things to my mind that are sought. I've never been comfortable with atheists. The people, sure, but the belief, the ones I run into frequently blast the notion of God and point out the imperfections of the world, the problem of evil, the nastiness of the church, in their opinion, with the many mistakes made over the years, and more, and then move on to make a sort of faith statement that leaves too much unexplained. It doesn't explain existence well, to my mind. It doesn't explain one's motivation to live beyond the satisfaction of the senses and the discoveries of science. There are a lot of scientific discoveries that have led to a lot of destruction. Just as an aside, while railing at the church and its mistakes, in fairness, one could do the same about science, you know, somehow just to be fair. For most people, even the impoverished or those living in the most desperate parts of the world, there is, I believe, somehow a magic to life. A will to survive, hope, need, love, and more. And for those things to exist, there needs to be, to my mind, a God, something or someone that enables the workings of the heart, that lights the will to live and brings meaning to the world, that goes beyond the simple mechanics of survival or the selfishness of living for one's self or one's own. So, as you can see, faith, to my mind, is a fact of life that somehow I can't fully explain. Many things in life are not fully explained, not fully rational. And shouldn't this be okay? Because as Kierkegaard notes, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. And living requires a faith. If you could permit a somewhat trite illustration, one can get all kinds of instruction about swimming on shore, but it isn't until you actually risk entering the water that you actually put your faith to the test, that you turn your understanding into experience. And things can go wrong. The unexpected occurs. One needs to be aware of undercurrents. One's own ability in the water can fail inexplicably. This illustration won't resonate if swimming is second nature to you. I grew up in the West and from a family that, you know, swimming was just something that was avoided. A lot of fear of water and so on, so that's why it resonates with me. And life is filled with much more serious adventure. Feel free to share your own experience where faith has helped you to grow, live, and move forward. Kierkegaard says that there are two ways to be fooled. One is to believe what isn't true. The other is to refuse to believe what is true. To not believe in God, to my mind, is to live in denial of a reality that goes well beyond us, but is part of our own existence and brings meaning to it. This meaning lets us associate with something much bigger than ourselves and the small world or worlds that we live in.